CBS Mike.
Hey, Mike, is Dan in?
Yeah, one sec. Hello?
Hey, Dan, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. Back to work on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
How's the business been since we last talked? Not sure if you remember, we spoke about a month ago.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good to hear.
I think I'll hold off on a loan here until I could use it a little more.
Right. Did you guys get that floor plan taken care of?
Yeah, we got it taken care of here, a little lower interest and stuff, so.
Okay, who do you guys go with through that?
Well, we just talked to them. Talked to Articat, and Articat's picking up some of the tab and stuff, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Just straight with the manufacturer?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they put us up into a higher reward level to where we get most, they pay most of the interest then, you know.
Okay, right.
So,
that's always good, too. I know, you know, right with the manufacturers, dealing directly, usually.
I went down here. I want to put in a dyno system here probably in another, I don't know, probably another 3-4 months or so. Maybe I can talk to you then.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and, keep your guys' file open and everything.
Yeah, keep it open and see what.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Just wanted to, touch base and everything. I know it's been a while since we've been in contact, but were you guys looking to get that done before the end of the year, more 2017?
Yeah, probably the first part of 2017, maybe.
Okay. And that's did you say that was a dyno machine? Is that what you said?
Yeah, dyno system. It'll be around 100,000 by the time we get the building done and the dyno system placed in there.
Okay. Well, what is a dyno system, too? I've never
heard one of those. Checks horsepower.
Okay, I got you.
On motors and stuff.
Nice. And is that just one you guys had on the shopping list, or?
Yeah, I mean we have a dyno now, but we need something that can dyno. We can dyno 300 horse now, but we need something to go up to 600 horse. So we'll put another one in for the big stuff.
Definitely, that's gonna double it almost, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Is that an old one you guys are working with right now then?
It's probably. Yeah, it was new 12 years ago.
Right.
We thought 300 horse would be plenty, you know.
Yeah, but.
Now we're going a lot faster and a lot bigger power.
Yeah, definitely what I was just going to say, too. But, yeah, did you guys have a vendor you guys were going to go through with that one, too, or just kind of shopping around?
Yeah, we'll have a vendor for that one. Yeah.
Did you already have one picked out, or?
No, not yet.
I gotcha. And then that was just kind of a, ballpark estimate, too, not necessarily
a
quote.
Yeah, that's a ballpark. They're around $60,000. There's actually a guy that I might even buy. He put a brand new system in, and I think now they're moving out of the area. And so I might even buy his system. It's brand, it's probably a year old.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'd probably be a lot cheaper then, huh?
Yeah, I think I think probably another, probably $20,000 less or so.
Nice. Well, how much would he be looking to give that one to you for then, if you went just with him?
I could buy it right now for probably $45,000.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a lot better deal. It's, almost half off then, huh?
Yeah.
If you end up going that route too, would you be looking to, just pay cash out of pocket for that, or still looking to finance? Because we could still kind of work something out, even if it was just, friend.
Probably finance.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's kind of the more economical way, so you don't have to, kind of use all your cash on that, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Who do you guys, typically lean on too when you do need some financing? Do you guys have a lender out there?
Usually go with our local bank here. Community bank.
Okay, I gotcha. Who is that? Is that like Wells or?
No, they're a smaller division than Wells.
Okay, it's just a local bank out there in New York?
Yeah, local bank in New York. I think they've got probably, 25 banks around.
Okay, I gotcha. Just out there in New York only?
Yeah, New York only, I think.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're on the other side of the country out in San Diego, so.
Yep,
for sure. And then we actually had a filing that you guys had from a few years ago. It looks like with American Equipment, probably for some equipment you guys ended up bringing on, but not sure if that rings a bell with you.
Yeah, Not really, no.
Probably was
filed UCC one or what?
Yeah, yeah, just a UCC filing with a bank in our industry for some equipment back in looks like 2008. So.
Really.
Yeah, probably was quite a bit sometime. Not sure if you know ring a bell or anything like that, but.
What was the amount?
It doesn't say. It's just a filing history.
Yeah, there should have been nothing. Can you dig into that for me a little bit?
Yeah, I can see what I can do for sure. Maybe we get some like. Yeah, and it's just kind of a business filings. When you guys kind of bring stuff on. Nothing real specific or anything like that. So
Okay, so that doesn't mean that we.
No need to worry or anything like that. Definitely. Is there maybe a good time I could check back in with you guys too? Maybe like a month or two. See how everything is going out there in New York, and if you're still looking to bring on that. That new machine.
Yeah, do that.
For sure, definitely. And then we also do capital too. So if you guys ever needed some operational cash or just some cash to kick around for the business, we could definitely get that for you as well.
Okay.
Do you guys have like a line of credit out there, or?
Yeah, we do.
Do you guys kind of just keep that one for safety, or ever use it?
Yeah, we do. We don't have it full or nothing, but we keep it around for safety.
Yeah, that's good. So you still got a good portion of that left.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's always good too. You get to watch any good football or anything fun last weekend?
Not too much. We had a race, so we did good there, and just back at it Monday here.
How was the race for you guys? I think you told me about that a month or so ago.
Yeah, we took a few firsts and some seconds. And
nice. Was that like when you guys put on with a D&D or?
It was a big race out in Minnesota.
Nice, and you guys flew out there, everything like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was cool, and you got a few trophies, everything too.
We did. Yeah, we get more in trophies anymore.
What is it you guys race too? Do you have a team that you guys put on with D&D or?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of guys race with us in the forest.
All right, that's pretty cool. How long have you guys been doing that too?
30 years.
Oh, geez, quite some time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When's the next big race coming up?
This weekend.
Is that one out there in New York, or you guys traveling again?
That's in New York.
Yep. Nice. When's like the Super Bowl for you guys? When's the big race of the year?
That was just last week.
Oh, nice. And you guys end up getting some rings out of it too, huh?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool. Sounds like things are going pretty well for you guys then out there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it went good. Yeah.
All right, Dan. Well, I still had looks like I still had your email as ddinvoicing@gmail.com,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect. I'll shoot you over just my info, so it's fresh on the inbox if you ever need
all
anything,
right.
And then we'll go from there. I'll check back in towards the the winter, see how you guys are doing.
Sounds good.
All right, Dan. Nice catching up with you.
Yep, thanks.
Bye.